what happened on the interception?
Yeah, coach made a good call, put me into coverage, and I think some guys came off the edge and hit the quarterback, and the quarterback just panicked, I guess, and made a bad read and ended up throwing me the ball. So, I mean, just good to be in that situation, you know, be in that spot.
How big was it for the offense to be able to come out with that field position, one play, and put it in the end zone after you got the pick?
No, I mean, it just helps our team. Anytime you can switch field position in any way and gain that field position, it just builds a lot of confidence. And so it was awesome to see them come out and strike right away.
Sy, how do you think the defense overall played tonight?
I think we played really well. We were prepared well. Coach Mendenhall called a great game. Obviously not perfect, and I think we know exactly what we need to do, what we need to fix, and we go back to work on Monday.
You spent a lot of time in the backfield tonight. Was that fun to get those tackles for loss and sack and whatnot?
Yeah, that's what I love to do. And I think, like I said, Coach Mendenhall called a great game, so made our job easy. We just went out and did what we were told. So.
Do you guys really feel like you held up, Bronson, maybe address this, held up your end, because the offense was moving up and down but wasn't getting points. So third quarter, it's 10-10 after the third. But you guys just seem to have that mentality today where you're going to get the stops that you had to get.
Yeah, I mean, as a defense, we just want to go one down at a time. But there is an added urgency to get three and out, when the offense is, struggling a little bit. But just happy that everyone on the defense just looks at it as an opportunity and really wants to thrive in those situations.
Bronson, what do you think this win does for you guys coming off of last week and then moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Being able to win this game just sets us up to have a really great October. And so, we're going to come back Monday and just get better. Every week we just have to improve, keep our guys healthy, and just go one day at a time.
So you guys are put in a position where UConn could have really, maybe seized more momentum after, Tanner throws the interception and the guy takes it back and gives them good field position. How big was it to hold them to a field goal on that sequence?
It was a huge accomplishment for us. Honestly, I don't think our defense really minds those kind of situations. It's just going back out, doing what we do, flying to the ball. And I think that's why we stopped them, is because we don't feel pressure. We just go out and play.
Bronson, on tape, you've won a lot of one-on-ones this season. What do you attribute that success to? What or who?
Yeah, it's just... For me, I attribute a lot to my coach, my dad, working with me, also to my teammates. A lot goes to my teammates because especially our offensive line and those scout offensive linemen who are able to allow me to work with them. And I love getting feedback from them, because you're not going to win every single one, but being able to go out and practice every single day and just kind of fine tune some things against those guys has been really, really helpful.
Sy, did you know early in the week that Harvey wasn't going to go and that the linebackers would be shuffled kind of different spots, JLD moving inside?
Yeah. It was pretty clear that Harvey's injury was something that was going to hold him out for at least this week. We hope to have him back, obviously, but just meant that I had to step up and do what I've been practicing, so...
He's got gashed pretty good in the run game the last couple of weeks. He has better showing tonight. What changed?
The biggest thing we did after last week, our big problem was communication. We have defenses where our line and our secondary have to align differently to cover both the run and the pass. And to communicate, that was tough last week. So this week it was very simple. We stuck to stuff we knew. There weren't very many adjustments or anything like that. So everybody just knew to fly to the ball and do their job. And I think that when players play best in defenses, make the biggest stands is when everybody's not thinking they're playing.
It seemed like in that fourth quarter, you guys almost got like a second wind. And as their offense started to drop their energy, you guys actually came back up. Did you feel that on the field much in the fourth quarter, and to where you could just come back? I think you held them to just the one field goal.
Yeah. Football is a game of momentum. So when we scored that touchdown, and we had the momentum behind our backs, that's when that second win comes in. It's a lot of fun when things are going your way.
Ron, so what does it feel like to tee off on an exposed quarterback like that? For those of us that have never sacked a quarterback.
It's a good feeling. I mean, it's almost just like the gates of heaven are open right there. And you're just running as fast as you can to run through there. But, I mean, the more times you hit the quarterback, the better. You know, you want him to know that you're right there and you're going to be breathing down his neck all game and just have that in the back of his head. And so the more, you know, as a defense, the more that we can do that, then we'll be better off.